Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And during that time, during that the last 21 and a half years, I've done, let's see, probably eight a year, eight times, how much is eight times 21? hundreds of interviews, of reports, most of them, almost all of them, with a Fed expert. I'm a Fed enthusiast. I won't call myself a Fed expert, but I'm close. I'm working on it. But I'm a Fed enthusiast, meaning I don't mean that I'm a Fed a blind Fed supporter. I'm not a cheerleader for them because I do think that they make mistakes, but that's because they're human. Now, a lot of people, the Federal Reserve Board, by the way, is what I'm talking about. The Fed and the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee. Is the 19 people I mentioned in the last segment, how they're structured. And now, of course, in addition to those 19, there are probably hundreds of economists and different kinds of monetary experts in the Fed. And, of course, there are thousands of people working in the banks, the 12 banks around the country. And I don't think I told you what the banks do. The banks are clearinghouses for checks. That was their original job was to, I say the original, that was one of their main jobs, was to manage the process all the checks. I've been in the bowels of one of these buildings where they had all these check processing machines. Now, what's interesting to me, what's going to be interesting to me going forward is you and I both write fewer checks than ever before, right? We use our debit accounts. We use credit cards. We use different ways of paying that don't involve writing a check. So as more and more people do that, do we need that kind of local infrastructure? Are we going to need that? So is that going to be jobs that are going to be changing? Is that going to be influence? Are we still going to – are the 12 presidents still going to be in those offices if they're not actually managing local monetary stuff? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask that question to everybody. I'd like to know about that. So that's the way it's structured. You got your 12 banks across the country. You got your 7 governors and chairman and vice chairman in New York, basically, and come together every 6 weeks and talk about the monetary condition of the U.S., but also of the world. Remember, the local Fed, our Fed, the U.S. Fed, is also keeping a very keen eye on the global economy, and I promise you, some of the decisions they make have global implications in mind. They have to talk about those things. I know they do. Because remember this, the dollar, the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. The petroleum and natural gas, crude oil and natural gas, are denominated in the dollar. That gives a lot of power to that dollar. If you go into the treasury of 100 developing countries, and maybe not even all developing countries around the world, and you open that safe door, looked inside, you wouldn't see their domestic currency. Their fiat money in there, you would see, you know, you might see some gold, but you'd see a lot of dollars in there. U.S. dollars, it's the reserve currency. So when the Fed makes a decision about what to do with our monetary policies, it affects the economy of the U.S., it affects the global economy, it affects the dollar, it affects things all around the world. It's a very, very important job. I have to say, I haven't seen... I watch for these things. I haven't seen any political actions by the Fed. Maybe somebody with a keener eye than I have seen that. But there is a big controversy. I say a big controversy. There are people who think, and some of them aren't all, you know, libertarians like Senator Paul. There are a lot of people who think the Fed should be abolished. And we've had some people on the show before. So hopefully I'd like for you to, the reason I've gone through this is I want you to be thinking about spending a little more time understanding how the Fed works. And maybe I've helped a little bit today. I have. By the way, don't forget that book, Secrets of the Temple. That's an old book. You can still get it by William Grant. It's a very informative book. Don't get intimidated by the size. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.